This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It's really important to share this political information with Natural News readers, even though we don't cover politics as much anymore. You know, we tend to push that over to newstarget.com. But Donald Trump has just been proven correct about a major issue that he was attacked over by the mainstream media for a very long time. Remember when Trump tweeted that his, quote, wires were tapped by Obama? What he was saying was that President Obama had ordered surveillance against Trump and his campaign officials. Now, for daring to say this, Trump was called a liar by every mainstream media outlet, from CNN to NPR, Washington Post, and so on. They all called him a liar. They called him psychotic. They said he was making it up. They said he had bad sources. Well, now, several months later, it turns out he was absolutely correct. We now know that the Obama administration approved multiple FISA warrants to surveil Paul Manafort, who was Trump's campaign advisor for a period of time, or I guess he ran the campaign for a short period of time. There were many other, you know, heads of his campaign. But Paul Manafort was there for some time, left pretty quickly, but Obama had Manafort surveilled, which illegally recorded conversations with President Trump, or then candidate Trump. So what we actually know now, and that the media refuses to tell you, is that President Obama is far more dangerous than Nixon ever was. President Obama used the surveillance state as a weapon. He weaponized surveillance to target his political enemies. This is KGB-style stuff, which, by the way, is no coincidence, since Obama is a pro-communist, anti-American, covert operative from day one, but that's another story we'll cover in another podcast. But this was all KGB-style, secret police, Stasi-style surveillance of a political enemy. Now, this is entirely consistent with the fact that Obama also ordered the IRS to be turned into a weapon to target conservative nonprofit groups. Remember the Lois Lerner fiasco, where they targeted conservative groups to deny them nonprofit status so that they couldn't, you know, sway the election. Obama has a history of weaponizing every branch of government to target his political enemies or allow his political allies to have more power. For example, he ordered the border security of our country to stand down and not arrest illegal immigrants crossing the border because the Democrats need those people to vote. And so in California and other places, they're giving them voting rights. And Obama directly used his executive power in the government to allow that to happen. At the same time that he was targeting conservative groups through the IRS and also illegally surveilling candidate Trump using FISA, you know, FISA court warrant power, which, by the way, was created after 9/11. The whole 9/11 false flag scenario was allowed to take place because former President Bush wanted to erect a giant police state. And it wasn't just FISA. I think FISA existed before that, but it was a massive expansion of the NSA surveillance and the federally run police state that took place after 9/11. For example, the Patriot Act was passed immediately after 9/11, and it was pre-written. It was ready to go. You know, they had it. They had it all written out, and they were just waiting for an event that they knew would take place, i.e. 9/11, because they allowed it to take place. You think the official explanation on 9/11 is the truth? Give me a break. You think Building 7 fell down just because there were a few little office fires in it? No, give me a break. Concrete and steel buildings don't collapse from office fires. And that building, Building 7, was not hit by any airplane. So there were three buildings that collapsed that day, not two, but there were only two airplanes that hit buildings in New York City. So how did the third building fall? Okay, I'm not even going to get into that. If you don't yet get it of how that fell, then you don't understand how these things really work. The point of 9/11 was to expand the surveillance state. That was the point. And we were promised at that time, we were promised that the power would never be used against domestic citizens. It would only be used against, you know, terrorists, overseas terrorists. And that's it. So President Obama took that power that was put in place by Bush, whose father, of course, was the former head of the CIA. Hope you know that. And Obama took that power and abused it and used it against his political enemies. And then the mainstream media, which, of course, has been entirely infiltrated by the CIA, it's basically run by the CIA. The media, they all have their marching orders memo every morning. They are told exactly what to say. They're told the exact phrases, the exact words to use every day. And that's why if you watch CNN or if you watch MSNBC or if you read the New York Times, all the stories are almost exactly the same, using the exact same phrases, the exact same words, because they've all been ordered what to say. Because it's Pravda. It's American Pravda. And the CIA runs the whole thing. So the media, of course, attacked Trump saying he was a liar. And yet the media, they knew they were lying. They knew that Trump had been wiretapped. They knew that Obama had abused the surveillance state against his political enemies. Now, can you imagine the outcry if Trump ordered an illegal surveillance of, let's say, Bernie Sanders? Can you imagine the outcry? It would be protests in the streets nationwide. Everybody would be screaming and crying about abuse of power, corruption, impeachment. But when Obama did it, silence. There was not a word against Obama. Not a word from the mainstream media about Obama abusing power. It's only when Republicans do it that they get in trouble. Democrats can abuse power all day long because we are living in a system of a lynch mob mentality where the deranged lunatic left doesn't believe in law, doesn't believe in due process, doesn't believe any rules apply to them. That they can abuse power, they can bypass Congress, they can issue executive orders, they can use the judiciary to nullify the president, anything that the left wants to do is okay with the media, because the left is an out-of-control, unhinged, you know, liberal lynch mob. And they don't need to follow any laws according to the left. So this is the country we're living in now. We are living under a Stasi-style police state tyrannical regime. Obama ran the regime for a long time. Now the regime is still being run by the deep state. So Trump doesn't have control of the regime. Not at all. Trump is an outsider to the regime. And as a result, he is continuing to be relentlessly attacked by that same regime that Obama did command, because they listened to Obama. The deep state liberals who run the bureaucracy, the embedded anti-American left that runs the government at every level, they loved Obama, but they hate Trump. So they're doing everything they can to try to destroy Trump. But I just wanted you to know that for the record, Trump was right. And of course, you can read more news about President Trump at trump.news. But Trump was right all along. So where is the apology from the mainstream media? Nowhere to be seen. It doesn't exist. There will be no apology because they're not sorry for lying about the president. They're not sorry. They're never sorry for lying. They lie every chance they could get. If they can discredit the president with lying, they're going to lie. If they can smear his reputation by lying, they're going to lie. They don't need to tell the truth, and they don't need to apologize. They don't issue retractions. They just lie, lie, lie. And even when President Trump is proven right, you get no apology from the mainstream media. Isn't that interesting? So read more news at Trump.news. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. HealthRangerReport.com is where you can hear more podcasts. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.